you. We thank you, Father
Love
God.
Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we just bless you this morning. We honor you today. We thank you that you are Lord God Almighty, and truly there is no greater God like you. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we come this morning, thanking you that we are the redeemed. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We break every generational curse of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, deception, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction. In the name of Jesus, we command all generational spirits that came into our lives during conception. In the name of Jesus, in the womb, in the birth canal, and the umbilical and through the umbilical cord to come out in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words that have been spoken over us, over our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words spoken for our lives by others, including those in authority in the name of Jesus. We command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, craft, false religion, polygamy, lust, perversion, to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We break the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in our lives. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that would try to operate in our lives from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We renounce all false beliefs and philosophies inherited by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all on our finances from any ancestor that cheated or mishandled money in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of sickness and disease and command all inherited sicknesses to leave our bodies in the name of Jesus. Jesus, our family is blessed. In the name of Jesus, we renounce all pride inherited from our ancestors. In the name of Jesus, we break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors. In the name of Jesus, break all curses by agents of Satan spoken against our lives in secret. In the name of Jesus, we break all written curses that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We break every time release curse that would activate in our lives as we grow older in the name of Jesus. We break every curse Balaam hired against our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn every curse spoken against us, against our lives into a blessing. And we thank you for it, Lord. We break all generation rebellion that will cause us to resist the Holy Spirit. We break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in our nation, for our nation, in the name of Jesus. We break curses of death spoken against America by the people, other nations, in the name of Jesus. Father, we call you holy continually. We call you Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker, O God. In the name of Jesus, make peace in us, peace in our households, peace in our neighborhoods, peace in our churches, peace in our cities, peace in our states, peace in our nation, O God. Oh, we thank you today for all that you're doing and what you're going to do. We call you Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness, O God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for sitting at the right hand of the Father and calling out before the Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the sacrifice that you made. You left your home in glory. You stepped down off your throne. You lowered yourself, oh, God. You took beatings that we should have taken. Oh, God, you took every stripe, mokoshe, every 39 of them that we should have taken for our sins. You took them, oh, God. Oh, Father, I thank you that you bore the sins of the whole world. In Jesus' name, forgive us, oh, God, when we crucify you again. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for unholy ways, unholy thoughts, unholy actions. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bless and praise you this morning. Father, I cover Bible story land, Yoko Shebaka, with the blood of Jesus. Every person on here, those who will listen later, those who've been on, those who are coming on, I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, Yoko Shebaka, and Yoko Shebaka, that we dwell in the secret place with you, O God. We are abiding under your shadow, Almighty. We are saying of you, Lord, you are our refuge. We are trusting in you like never before. Truly, truly, you are Abba, Father. And, Lord, we just thank you this morning, even as we read your word. You honor your word above your name. And I thank you that your word is living word in the name of Jesus, where books are written. Many books are written, but those books have been destroyed through the generations. But your word, the Bible, continues generation after generation. Your holy book, your word that you wrote for us. Help us to be obedient to your written word and to your word, oh God. Father, your word, Psalms 140, in the name of Jesus, rescue us from evil people, oh God. Keep us safe from violent people. They plan evil things in their hearts. They start fights every day. They made their tongues as sharp as the snake's fang. Their lips hide the venom of poisonous snakes. Protect us, O God, from the hands of people, O Lord. Keep us safe from violent people. Then they try to trip us, O God. Arrogant people have laid traps for us. They have spread out their net with ropes. They have set traps for us along the road. We said to the Lord, you are our God. Oh, Lord, open your ears to hear our plea for pity. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord Almighty, in the name of Jesus, the strong one who saves us, in the name of Jesus, you have covered us. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, you have covered our head in the day of battle. Oh, Lord, do not give wicked people what they want. Do not let their evil plans succeed. They will become ignorant. Let the heads of those who surround us be covered with their threats. In the name of Jesus, let burning coals fall on them. Let them be thrown into a pit. Never rise again. Do not slander, prosper on the earth. Oh, forgive me, Lord. Do not let slanderers prosper on the earth. Let evil hunt down the violent people with one blow after another. We know the Lord will defend the rights of those who are oppressed and cause those who are needy. Yoko Shebaka. Indeed, the righteous people will give thanks to your name. Decent people will live in your presence. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word. In Psalm 40, I bless the Lord for his written word and for his spoken word. We love you, O Lord. You are certainly our strength. You are certainly our help. Lord, I thank you that we are covered by Mokoshe, your precious blood. And I thank you that we all align with you and your perfect will. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy New Year to those whom I've not said Happy New Year to. I thank the Lord that he has given us 11 days to praise him this year, 11 days to worship and adore him this new year of 2014. Now, let me tell you something. If you haven't used all 11, catch up. Do it 5 times a day to catch up and praise the Almighty. You know he deserves all the glory, all the praise. So catch up. If you're behind in praising, if you're behind in praying, if you're behind in studying the word, catch up, catch up, catch up. Because we serve the Almighty God. We give our Father thanksgiving. Oh, yes, today is family day. Family, family day. God ordained families. He ordained fathers. He ordained mothers. He ordained the children as one family and the extended family, grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins. Now, you know, we try to be perverse. Yeah, we do. We try to reverse the order that God gave, but his order still stands. One man, one woman, children, extended family. He ain't got no perverse ways in him. He's a holy God, and I rebuke every perverse way in the name of Jesus, every perverse way in our families, every perversion way in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, our states. We serve a holy God. And don't see everything. Ain't nothing secret from our God. Even those hidden secret things we do in secret, he knows them. So we may as well say, Father, forgive us. Father, we beseech you to forgive us this morning for everything that we do, everything we think, every action we take that's not like you. Well, I bless the Lord for you all this morning. I thank God for you. It's a good day to praise the Lord. It's a good day to worship the Lord. Psalms 22:25 says, our praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. Psalms 112:1, delight greatly in his commandments. Psalms 111:1. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright, in the congregation of the righteous. Psalms 117:1. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. God birthed each family member in their particular families for a reason, and he put a purpose in each family member. Well, we are blessed this morning. You know, I tell you what, God has truly blessed us. He has blessed Bible Story Land for almost 5 years. And I tell you, this woman of God, Karen Itell from Houston, Texas, she is faithful to come on. And God has gifted her with the gift of praise. I tell you what, she is not limited in her praise. She can praise morning, noon, and night. So we thank God for Karen. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing good.
Amen, amen. What you going to pray for us this morning?
I am glad I'm a part of the family of God.
Hey, oh, I love it. I am glad I'm a part of the family of God. Hallelujah. All right. Let God have his way. Thank you. part of the family of God. Now, you know, those of us who are Christians, we have two families. Yes, we do. We have our birth family, and then we have the family of God, the body of Christ. So we are blessed, and that's why we can call him Lord. That's why we can call on him morning, noon, and night. We can say, Abba, Father, and guess what? He hears our voice because we are his children. He is our Father. Now, you know, if a stranger call his name, he don't know them. He does not know them. He go like, who is that calling my name? You got to be born twice. Don't you remember the story where the man said, can I go into my mother's womb and be born again? He said, uh-uh. He was talking about a spiritual birth. So you got to be born again so you can have that second family. We need two families. Yeah, we do. Our birth family and the family of God. Now, we don't need no other family. You know, we need that those two families. So I thank God for you this morning. Well, you know, we have family on this morning. We have Jackie Travis, who's the cousin of Minister Donna Hawkins, and Jackie's going to be singing for us this morning. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you? You must be on mute. She's from Jacksonville, Florida, and she works with the elderly. That is her ministry, and they just love, they request her. What do you want, Jackie? Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. I'm on now. I'm on the elevator. I'm sorry.
Back to Mr. Harris. What you gonna sing for us this morning?
We all a family.
Ooh, hallelujah. We just had, I'm glad we are part of the family of God. Now we having, we all are family. Hallelujah. Go right ahead.
Okay. We all a family and we love each other so. And when in trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about that family that prays together. We'll stay together. The family that prays together will stay together. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Cause we all are family, and we love each other so. When in trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about that family that prays together will stay together. That family that prays together will stay together. So let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Cause we all are family and we love each other so. Cause the wind and trouble, on our knees we go. I'm talking about that family that pray together will stay together. The family that prays together will stay together. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Jackie. Ooh, I just love that. I tell you what, Karen saying, I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God, and you saying, we are all a part of the family of God. Let us pray together. Yeah, we got to keep on praying, keep on praising, keep on calling his name. His name is holy. His name is righteous. His name is Abba Father. His name is Jehovah Shalom, our peacemaker. You know he got so many names. He said, I am that I am. So whatever we need, he is that. So I thank God for those two songs this morning. And you know what? Minister Donna Hawkins gave us a gift this morning in her, one of her minister friends, Minister Augusta Mason. And they're on their way someplace in Kentucky. But Minister Augusta Mason is going to be singing this morning for us. Good morning, Minister Augusta Mason. How are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed.
Amen. You sound blessed. Even your voice is blessed. So what song are you going to sing for us this morning?
If I Can Help Somebody.
Hey, all right now. Go right ahead.
Right. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can
God bless you. I love you.
Love you too. Have an awesome day in the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we have another minister with us this morning. She has beautiful children. Oh, my God, I just love to hear those children sing. But this morning, Minister Stacy Holman is going to sing. I don't know if the children singing with her, but I know she going to sing. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. Bless the Lord. Amen.
We praising the Lord this morning. You know, the Minister Mason just got finished singing, "If I Can Help Somebody, If I Can Help Family." You know, families help each other. And the families help the church, family help community, city, state, and the nation. So we're ready to hear you sing as well. What you going to sing?
Amen. Lord, you are awesome.
All right. Amen. Go ahead.
Lord, you are awesome. Sing it again. Lord, you are awesome. Yeah, Lord. You are awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, you are awesome. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you.
Yes.
If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. Lord, Lord, you are awesome. Lord, Lord, you are awesome. Yeah, Lord, you are awesome. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, you are awesome. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you are awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, you are awesome. Yeah, Lord, you are awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, you are awesome. Yeah, Lord, you are awesome.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord, you are awesome.
Hallelujah.
If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. I don't know where I'd be without you. I don't know. I don't know where I'd be without you. Hallelujah, you're awesome. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Minister.
Thank you.
If it wasn't for our Lord, you know what? Lord is awesome. We can't even find human words to describe his greatness, how awesome he is, how mighty he is, powerful.
Yes.
Oh, my God, he is all-knowing, almighty. Holy, righteous, if it wasn't for his love, my God, we would not exist. His love is what keeps us here on the earth. His love is what, you know, us safe and protected. His love is great. His love is more than we can even understand. His love is awesome, awesome. Well, moving right along, I thank God for each of you being on with us this morning on Bible Story Land. It is Family Day. Now, you know what? I want to share a brief story with you and get ready to answer a few questions. You're going to need to press 1 to answer these questions. Let me share a brief story with you about a family man. Now, this family man, he was great. He found grace in the eyes of God. Now, you know I desire that. I desire to find grace in the eyes of God. He was a just man. He was perfect in his generations. and he walked with God. He walked with God. Now, you know that's awesome when you can walk with God. He had a wife and three sons, and each of his sons had wives. He was a, God was his father, and he was the father of three sons. During that time, the earth was very corrupt before God, and the earth was full of violence. I know it sounds like today, you know, when you turn on the news, but this was way back in Bible days. Violence. What is violence? It means exertion of physical force so as to injure or abuse. It's furious and often destructive in action, force or outrage. Violence is harmful. Look at the news daily. It's full of violence. It sounds like this man is during our time because the earth then was full of violence. Now, this man found favor with God, who was just and perfect in his generation. And this man walked with God. He did not follow the ways of the world. So we got to come up out the world. Us who call on the name of God, us who are called by his name, we got to come out the world. God talked to him, and God said to this man who has favor with him, the end of all flesh has come before me, God told him. He says, for the earth is filled with violence. Through them, I will destroy them with the earth. So God gave this man who was just, who found favor with him, who was perfect in his generation, specific instructions. What specific instructions is God giving you today? Are you in a place so you can hear? Are you too busy? Remember the song that says, did you stop to pray this morning? Did you stop to call on Lord? Did you stop to call on his name just for a moment? You know, God was Mr. Noah's father, and God gave him specific instructions to follow, and Mr. Noah gave his three sons specific instructions to follow. God knew who to choose before the foundations of the earth to carry out his plan to save mankind. He learned about this great, we learned about this great man in Sunday school when I was growing up as a child. So I want you to press one. I ain't talking about y'all pastors. I know y'all know it. Y'all ministers, y'all know. I want somebody who, you know, not a pastor, not a minister, to press one and tell the name of this man. Come on. Press one. Tell me the name of this man. What was his name? Press one. Press one. Tell me the name of this man. Come on. Press one. What was the name? All right, I'm gonna start calling on somebody. I'm gonna pull you. I'm gonna put you on live. Somebody know the name of this man. What was this man's name? He was chosen by God. Somebody pressing one here, but I ain't got it yet. Somebody pressing one over here. Ah. Sister Jackie, did you press one? She working. Come on. I want to know the name of this man. I can't move. Come on, y'all. We got to move, but I need to know the name of the man. All right, I'm going to call on somebody.
Paul.
Who?
Paul.
No. Wasn't Paul.
Can you repeat the question?
Who was the name of the man that I just told the story about? I told the story. Did you hear the story?
I'm sorry, I was half listening.
Oh, okay. All right, somebody's pressing one here. They know who it is. Hold on. Good morning, Mariba in Dallas, Texas. What's his name?
Repeat the question, please.
I can't repeat the question because I have to read the story. Who was the man that I just told the story about? Were y'all listening to the story? All right, pastors, come on, press one. Any pastor on the line, minister, tell me the name of the story. Who was the man? All right, wait, hold on. Somebody pressing one here. Hold on. Good morning, Mr. Hart, Brother Hart from Ohio. How you doing?
Okay, was it Noah?
Noah, yay! Hallelujah, it was Mr. Noah. Thank you, Mr. Hart from Ohio. That's my dad, y'all. I'm his oldest child. That's my surrogate father. Now, he, you know, he's a little bit older than me. But thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. I'm going to put you back on mute. It was Mr. Noah. You know, during Noah's time, his generation was wicked. His generation was very wicked. Now, I want somebody to press 1 and tell me the instructions that God gave him, this man who found favor. What instructions did God give him? Press 1. All right, go ahead. If you're already on live, tell me. What instructions did God give him? Somebody know.
To build an ark?
Yay! Is that you, Pastor Mona?
That was Jackie.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jackie. Yeah, to build an
ark. I didn't hear the story, but you told the story of Noah. Is that what you was doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Build the ark, gather 2 of each animal. I can't get in the door. And after how many days? I can't remember how many days he wanted to send the bird out to see if things had dried off.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Ooh.
3 days. They were on
that ark
40 days. 40 days and 49. That's it. All right. Okay. I'm sorry. Somebody said something?
Oh, that was me. I'm going to put it on mute because I'm putting on mute. I'm at work now again. Another work.
One more question, and then we're about to have our speaker. What can we learn from Mr. Noah's life? What can we learn from this story in Genesis 6? It's in the 6th chapter of Genesis. What can we learn from his life? Just tell me one thing.
To please God.
Huh?
To please God.
Yes. Who's this?
That's Sister Mona.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mona. Yeah, we can learn to please God. Noah pleased God. It's pleasing to God when he said, look, I want you to go stand on the corner of 11th Avenue and Minnesota, and I want you just to wave at people and say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, you know they thought something was wrong with Noah. But wasn't wrong with Noah? He just obeyed God. When he told them it's going to rain, don't you know? They laughed at him. Never rained before. So when God tells you a strange instruction and you sure it's the voice of God, obey it. I remember one time, this is the first time God had ever told me this. He told me to get to the hospital quickly. When I got out my car, a lady was getting in her car. He said, go over there and pray for that lady. I thought it was strange. I said, I was telling him all kinds of things. I was like Moses. I was giving him all kinds of excuses. I said, Lord, that lady don't know me. I may frighten her. Blah, blah, blah. He said, go pray for that lady. So don't you know I had to obey him. I didn't want to be like Jonah caught up in the belly of a big fish. I said, yes, Lord, from then on. And I repented. I said, Lord, forgive me. Help me and give me another chance. Let me go quickly next time. So I thank you, Lord. In this world today, similar to Mr. Our world is similar to Mr. Noah's world. We can live in this world today and we can find favor with God. We can be just, and just means faithful, means righteous. It means morally upright and good. When the world around us is living unrighteous, God still expects his very elect, his chosen people, his people who are called by his name to humble ourselves and pray, seek his face, and turn from our wicked ways. And he will hear from heaven. He's going to hear us when we call on his name from heaven. And he will forgive our sins, and he will heal our land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place, says the Lord. There is nothing like divine hearing. God is divine, and he wants to hear our prayers. He will answer them. We do not pray in vain when we are praying according to God's word. So I thank God for you who participated in the questions today. I thank God for you all listening to the story of Mr. Noah. Now go read it, Genesis 6 chapter. Read it. May ask you a question about it next week now. I may ask you a question about it next week. That story.
Uh-huh.
It describes the generation of today. Now, let me tell you this. During that time, they were stubborn and perverse. And today, we live among a stubborn, perverse generation. But God wants us, his children, to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. So on Family Day today, we decree and declare that our families are redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare that the curse of divorce is broken off our bloodline, and we loose godly marriages into our bloodline. We decree and declare that and sickness and infirmity is broken off of our bloodline, and we lose wholeness and divine healing and health in our bloodline. So today, I want to tell you that we serve an awesome God, and he don't want us hung up with all these generational curses. He wants us to be free from the bloodline curses. So in a while, after our speaker speaks, we're going to be praying against generational, casting out generational spirits, breaking curses and casting out generational spirits. And at the beginning, we prayed another prayer on breaking curses. All right, today we are honored to have with us a mighty woman of God. She lives in South Florida, and she is a woman who praises the Lord. I met her a few months ago. I think it was in November. I went to a woman's retreat, a lady's retreat in Lake Placid, Florida, and she was my roommate. And I'll tell you what, that's a praying woman. It was I had two other roommates, and I tell you, we would pray, we would bump our heaven. We say, Lord, and we prayed, and she prayed for each one of us. And I mean, that woman prayed heaven down to earth. So I thank God for her. She's a worshiper, a praiser, a powerful prophetic intercessor. She prayed for me yesterday. We prayed for you all together. And I thank God for Pastor Mona. Her name is Pastor Mona McVeigh. She's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She was born and raised there. Her parents brought her up, trained her in the ways of God. She attended Bethune-Cookman in Daytona. God transformed her life while she was there in college. She and her husband, Pastor McVeigh, they pastor Grace Tabernacle Church of Broward. So she is our speaker of the word today. Good morning, Pastor Mona.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to Radio Land. Amen. Amen. Thank you,
Jesus. Have you with God, have his way.
Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you now, God, and we give you praise. And we give you honor, Lord, for who you are, Lord, because we call you Lord. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for this time. We thank you for time to set out, Lord God, the fellowship with the saints, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for how you're making waves through the airwaves, oh God, that we can come together all across the country, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for you are the soon coming King. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you as we make daily preparation, oh God. Lord God, we ask of you, Lord God, to kill the flesh, oh God, so that we can please you in the spirit, oh God. We ask you this morning to bless everyone that is on this line, and through them, Lord God, they will be a blessing to someone else, oh God. Oh God, we thank you that your word shall not return void, but Lord God, it will accomplish what it was sent out for, oh God. And we thank you today, Father God, that there will be no backlashes, there will be no retributions from the enemy, oh God, because your blood has already conquered and overcome and gave us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. And Lord, today we ask you again, Lord God, bring families back. back together again. Lord God, begin in us, oh God. Lord God, begin in we, your people, oh God, to show what love is, oh God, in our families, oh God, with our mothers and our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our nephews, and everyone that is named by name in our family, oh God. So, Lord God, we can be able to build strong churches, oh God, strong fellowship, oh God. We thank you today for blessing Sister G, oh God, for blessing the visionary of this line, oh God. We ask of you, Lord God, that souls will be saved, oh God. Souls will be delivered and set free through this line, through her obeying you, Father, and you have your way this morning. Lord God, I ask of you, Father, to only allow me to say what you want me to say, and we give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless God this morning. Thanks. And we just give God the glory. And I'm glorifying God because, you know, family has always been a passion of mine. And it always hurts to see, and especially the families of God, that how we are divided, how we can love other families and not want to be with our own biological family. You know, and the Lord is calling us back. And I thank God for the vision that the Lord has given Pastor G to put it out there that we need to come back together again. And it's nothing like family. It's nothing like having someone to call from your family and have that biological fellowship. But it starts with us. And I was sitting, I was thinking about family. Before we get to the scripture, I was thinking about family. What was God's really his plan for family? And his plan was to allow us to multiply. So as we multiply and we represent the kingdom, then more families of God will be set forth throughout the land. But I remember in growing up, I remember how we used to, it wasn't a time when this person ate at 5 o'clock and that person ate at 3 o'clock and this person don't like rice and beans and that person want McDonald's. It wasn't any of those type of things. It was a thing where the family met together at dinner time, glory to God, and we sat around the table and we talked and we found out what was going on with one another. Mama didn't cook 3 and 4 pots. We ate out of one pot. We came together and unity, and that family structure was strengthened. And then it went on to, you know, it wasn't that things came up sneak attack because you knew what was going on in one another's lives. You knew what was bothering one another because we sat together. We took that time out to fellowship together. But now I encourage each one of us, including myself, let's not become a part of the world. Let's not come together as family at Christmas time, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter. Let's become together continually, and let's begin to remind each other of how important we all are in the kingdom of God. I think I heard somebody say today, this morning, that we all are part of God's family. And if we don't have any living relatives, connect with somebody else's family that's strong in the Lord. They have that strong family background. And I thank God for it. I thank God that all of the bickering, the arguing, and you know how we do when we get to get, when we do get together. Somebody don't like this one. Somebody said this one about this one 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Let that stuff go. Let it go. Let it filter out of your mind. Renew your mind. And especially if we are born again and we are living for the Most High God and we are living before a God that sees all things and knows all things. And if he knows, then we better be careful, including myself. Amen. How we treat one another in our family. Because the word of God declares that love begins in your home and then it spreads abroad. Let's not go out and give everybody our love and leave our loved ones out. We're ministering at a nursing home this morning, but you would not believe the amount of people that are in that nursing home that are crying when we go because family have left them there and abandoned them, and they feel left out and alone. So when they see the people of God coming around, praise God, their hearts begin to burst open. And I just wanted to share from the word of God this morning, just for a little while, amen, and I this morning to somebody and touching somebody's life through this to make us rethink about our position with our own family and how God will get the glory out of us if we stand up as strong in the family and sit down and we can, when we get together, not talk about what Cousin Susie did and how Cousin Susie's lights was off and how Cousin Cindy, she and her husband got a divorce and he hit her upside the head with a brick. Let's come together with some confident words, with some loving words that will bind the family back together so everybody can get together and say, let's take up some money for Susie and let's cut her lights on. So our other cousin over there, our grandmother over there, let's go over there and cheer her up today. Let's take some. I always tell my sister, you know, let's not just go to mama's house just to take her to the grocery store or to go and clean up her house. Just go sit down with her and let her talk. You hush and let her talk. That's what family will do in love. And when we do that, we're building the kingdom of God where he wants us to be so that we can be strong. And all of these other generational curses will be broken. And as I say that this morning, I'm coming from Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Amen. I'm going to read out of the New King James Version of the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Joshua says, and it's very familiar, he said, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day who you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify the Lord. Sister G was just talking about, you know, standing out. Sometimes you got to stand out and be the difference, make the difference in your family. And in those days, you know, the families had divided itself and the Lord had delivered them from the hand of Pharaoh. The Lord had given them land that they didn't even buy. The Lord cleared out the land, but there were still some gods that the families were still serving. And even the Amorites, if you recall, they were the ones that believed in this fire. And in fact, they were passing their children through the fire. They were teaching wrong doctrine. They were giving wrong teaching. And guess what? The saints of God in those days were going after that. And here Joshua is standing up to tell the people, remind the people that we got to go back to serving God. You all go your way. You serve who you want to serve. Turn. And in your turning, turn to the living God. But if you decide not to follow God, as for me and my house, that means that's personal. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will not pass our children through the fire. We won't teach our children how to lie, steal, kill, go in the store and steal and tell lies. We'll stand up because if we serve the Lord, then we will begin to fear the Lord again. And the fear of the Lord is what we need to go back to as a body of Christ. We need not to be scared of God, but to reverence him, to honor him in our family. And I thought about a mother that's my spiritual mother. Mother Clark, and Mother Clark on Saturday mornings, she had so many grandchildren, and on Saturday mornings, she would have all of her grandchildren in her house on their knees. And if you so happen to have knocked on that door at a certain time, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Mother Clark would tell you to get on your knees, or you knew to assume the position of prayer and to go back to praying and breaking curses off those children and asking God to put this loving arm around them. Save them, bring them into the true and living God. And before she had a dinner, she loved to serve dinner at her house. And before she would do it, she would say, let's pray that the enemy won't come in and destroy. At the end of that dinner, let's pray so that everyone can get back home safe. And when we go back to having those godly values and putting them back in our family and not making any provisions for the flesh, for the cousin or the auntie or whoever that might be of a different religion. Let's stand up for our God. Let's contend for the faith. Let's contend for who Jesus is in our life. And I believe that that's what Joshua was doing for the Lord. He was standing up. He was saying, God, we're breaking generational curses. We're not going to go pass our children through the fire, but we're going to, as for me and my house, we're going to learn to pray. We're going to learn to be steadfast. We're going to learn how to teach our children that you will serve the Lord, that you won't have a choice on Sunday morning. You will be up and you will be ready for church. When the dinner time comes, we will sit down together. If we don't do it but once a month, let's start back doing that and calling the family together. Let's sit down. Let's don't talk about what we did in the past. Let's move on, because as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will not imitate the ways of the world. We will imitate the ways of God. So guess what? If it starts in our home, then we can become contagious. Our families can become contagious to other families, and when we build that strong family, then the next strong family can be built so God can get the glory. Let's look at what Job did. We talked about Job's wealth. We talked about how Job was an honorable man, how Job feared the Lord. And thanks of God, it got to be some of us in our families that are brave, that are bold, and that will stand up for the living God, and that will stand up and say, we will serve the Lord. We will have prayer together. We will read the scripture together. Amen. And I look at my husband, and I look at the man of God that he is, and before we took over before we took over as being under shepherds for God, for the kingdom of God, he brought me and my daughter together, and he read us from the book of Timothy, and Timothy was given an illustration of what a godly man would do and what a godly man would stand up for, and he began to read to us and tell us we will not be thieves, we will not be robbers, we will not be living all kind of ways. He told my daughter, we got to stand up for the Lord. If we're going to say it, then we got to live it. But as for me and my house, I get what he was saying. We will serve the Lord. There are no option number A, B, or C. It's only Jesus Christ, because that's the only way. And we say it out of our mouths all the time. He is the beginning and he is the ending. He is the Alpha and he is the Omega. What is he saying? He said he was in charge in the beginning and he'll be in charge at the end. And when he comes back, there will be no more water. There will be no more floods. It will be fire. It will be judgment. Where will the glory find us? Will we have accomplished what he said to do in our family structure? Amen. Job. And Job said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright and one who feared God and shunned evil. And seven sons and three daughters were born to him. Also his possessions, I want to stop right there at verse 3. And seven sons and three daughters were born to him. So that meant that had to go back from the beginning. God says that he created man and woman. Why did he create man and woman? To reproduce. So there is a man and there was a woman. There is not a man to man. There is not a woman to woman. God's word says there's a man to woman. And that's where he calls them to come together and to multiply. And that is where now we see a part of the being we see a part of the word coming in that say that Job had seven sons and three daughters that were born to him. And then he goes on to say, in verse 4, and his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. Fellowship. They didn't call the neighbor to come and get a plate. They didn't call somebody from Texas to get a plate. They called family. Come, feast. Let's hang out together. Let's do this together. And Job was not blind to the fact what his family was doing. Listen what he did. He said, and his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was, when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offers according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly and continually. That's what he did. So family met together, family fellowship together, but guess what? It was a praying daddy over there by the name of Job. Job was praying for his family that no evil would come into that fellowship. And just in case, saints of God, he called them together just in case. And every day that they had feasted, he was praying for them. And he called them together and prayed with them. Offer burnt offerings. We don't have to offer burnt offerings no more. We can go straight to the Father, Jesus Christ, and ask the Lord, petition the Lord to bless our family, bless our children, bless their coming in and going out. We don't know where we're at 24 hours a day. Bless our grandparents. Bless our great-grandparents. Bless them. Break curses off of us that we won't be like the Amorites and the gods that were by the river, but that we will be like Jesus said for us to be. We will stand upright. We will obey God, and we will continually do this. Don't stop, because every day some of our family members are taking part of something. And Job's family members took part in feasting together. And at the end of that, and as I close, he said, but Job said, it may that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Then let me know when he said continually. He didn't wait till these people got grown. This was something that was a regular practice in the house of Job. Besides all of the things that had gone on his life, he honored the Lord, and he did what the Lord say do. He pleased the Lord by taking care of his family, by listening to God to pray over his family, just in case somebody went out, just in case. I recall one night that the Lord was dealing with me to pray for a family member in our church. In fact, the women of the church, to pray for the women of the church and the son had just come back from Afghanistan. And as he came back from Afghanistan, I guess he wanted to, you know, to explore. And we're talking about a household that loved God. And as I obeyed and I called, and we began to pray over our children. And that night, before the young man, his brother, and a girl that was sitting in the back seat of a Trans Am, before they could get out, they don't know what happened to this day. But God, if we continually put our families before God, God already see a thing before it happens. And when they went, before they can even get out of the gated community, somehow that car went plundering into a cement wall, crushing that Trans Am. Glory to God. Glory to God. And nobody went to the hospital. There was no scratches on anybody. Everybody came out safe. And I believe that we practice and we take a page of what Job did for his family to pray for them, just in case the enemy turned their mind, just in case danger is there, just in case money run out, just in case their bodies are sick. We got to go back to saying, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We won't be like the world. We won't practice like the world. But, Lord, today, as you turn our hearts back to loving families, not just spiritually, caring about them emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually, we got to do the totality. It's a totality of when you start loving, God begin to touch every area. That night, those three children could have been dead that night. But because of obedience, because of a God that sees and a God that hears, that those young people's lives were spared. Thanks of God, if you all would be able to see the pictures of the Trans Am, the young lady in the back should have died on impact because the whole car smashed into the back of the car, and she got out with no scratches, with no injuries. And to this day, they don't know how that car went into that cement wall. But God knows, and that's why Job prayed for his family. Now that we are a part of God's family, it concerns God for us to care about one another. Saints of God, let's get away from talking about one another negatively. Let's get away from saying that we love people, and then when people need a ride to the grocery store, we shut up our vows of affection. Let's stop doing that. Let's reach out. As we build strong families, let's build strong churches. in Jesus' name. And I pray that you all have been blessed by the word of the God, by the word of the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, indeed, we were blessed by that word. Thank you, Pastor
Thank
Mona,
you.
For that word. Joshua 20:15 was the scripture she began with. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So I pray that each one of us are saying that. And she said, you know, let's call the family back. You know, we like she said, we ate out of one pot. Our parents didn't think four different meals for four or five different people. We all ate the same food. So, you know, like Job, you know, he brought his family together. And, you know, I just thank God for the word that she gave this morning. I bless you, Pastor Mona, and your family, even as you go out today to minister at the nursing home. I pray God's protection around you, that his love would go with you and that you would spread his love and the people were just blessed and shackles and bondages will be broken off of them and they will feel the presence of the Lord when y'all go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank
you for that word. I love that when she said, ain't no option, ain't no ABC option. You know, it's only Jesus Christ. He's the way, the life. He's the only way.
Only way.
The God. But there is really no other God. Those are false gods. So choose ye the way. You know, I want to make an announcement this morning. We have now in Jacksonville, Florida, at 1328 West 30th Street, Sunday morning neighborhood Bible school. Boys and girls are invited. Parents are invited. We started last Sunday. It starts at 9 a.m. Refreshments will be served. I will be the teacher, so I'll be teaching children. Any parents who want to come are invited. 9 a.m. morning till about 11:30. Bring your children. Come. You know, we need to get back because how many children, you know, you say you go to church? No. You know Jesus? No. You know, I was at a few months ago, and I was the children were at the table finishing their lunch, and they were kind of restless, and I said, let's sing. So we sang, they wanted to sing Itsy Bitsy Spider and this, and I said, well, how many of you know Jesus loves me? Only about one or two children of the 20 or 30 children raised their hand. Now, that's something is wrong. If our children, I know when we were growing up, even if our parents didn't go, they sent them, you going to church, get up, you going.
That's right.
You going to church
that's
tomorrow,
right.
Get your bath, get your clothes ready. You know, we went to church.
That's
and
right.
We learned about Jesus. The children
that's
nowadays,
right.
They don't even know who Jesus is. Well, we got to start teaching our children, our grandchildren, our seed and our seed seed. You know, let every child be taught about God. He's the one who birthed them into us. He's the one who gave us. Also, I want to tell you about Zion Hope Academy. We have the school now, but we still have a tutoring center Monday through Friday. Contact me at 504-931-7399 to get your children tutored. They may need tutoring in whatever subject, but, you know, I do pray with them, and I thank God for the children that he's allowed me to tutor over the years plus teach. So, of course, you know, I teach them who Jesus is. That's the top priority. Along with reading, writing, and arithmetic, they learn who Jesus is. They learn how to pray. My 5-year-old, my 4-year-old, they can pray. They pray before a meal. We have a meal together. And I ain't talking about just a snack. We have a meal together. And my 13-year-old, we pray together. I teach them how to pray. They don't know. I said, come on, baby, we're going to pray. This is how we call on the name of the Lord. So I thank God for Zion Hope Academy. Sunday morning neighborhood Bible school. Don't forget. Call me up, 504-931-7399. Bring your children to this morning Bible school. Let them be taught about the great Lord God Almighty who said, let the children, suffer little children, come unto me. Don't stop them. Don't forbid them, for they are a part of the kingdom too. Yes, they are. He wants them saved. So I do too. All right. It's past time.
Amen.
At one time, you know, God winked at our ignorance when we were ignorant. God winked at it, but not no more. He said, no, no, no. It's now time for everybody everywhere to be saved and to know the Savior who saved them.
Amen.
So I thank the Lord for salvation. If you're not saved, press 1. We'll go through the plan of salvation with you. Anybody on here who's not saved?
Thank you, Lord.
Looks like everybody's saved. So I thank God for the plan of salvation. He has a plan. Yes, he does. He said, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe that I raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Now, rebellion, disobedience, backsliding is unacceptable to God. God wants all of us to be saved. He wants us to know who he is. He wants us to be faithful. He don't want us just to be saved. Don't fool yourself. If you're just saved and you're not faithful, you're not obedient to God, oh, no, you're not going to be saved. You're fooling yourself. So let's not fool. We can't fool God. Oh, you know he knows everything. He knows our secret thoughts. He knows everything about us. He even knows if you got a mole on your left elbow. He knows that. Everything he knows. On the bottom of your foot, he knows everything. Ain't nothing secret from him. He knows if you had a cold in 1994. He knows everything. Ain't nothing secret from him. So let's not grow weary, those of us who call on the name of the Lord. And let's not grow weary in well-doing. Let's keep the good fight of faith going. Let's keep fighting for our salvation, you know. And let us not yield to temptation. You know, I see a commercial on with these people in a restaurant, and this big old man got temptation on his T-shirt, and they are resisting temptation. The Lord said, when you resist it, when you resist the devil, guess what he's going to do? He's going to run. He's going to flee from you. So let's resist temptation. And in due season, if we faint, we shall reap. Hallelujah. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. Press 1 if you need prayer, and we will pray for you. Press 1 if you need prayer. If y'all, okay, hold on. Some people here pressing 1. Hold on. Hey, Miss Liddell. Miss Liddell, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Good morning.
Yes. I'd like to pray for
Hello?
A friend of mine that was paralyzed yesterday, and also for myself and my family and families all over the world, you know, at a time like this.
Yes. Ooh, yes, Lord. Well, Miss Liddell, we are happy to have you on. You going to sing a song when we get through praying?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
Just a little light of mine.
All right. Okay. Let's see. Some people press 1 here. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to put you on live. Miss Lydia, we're going to pray for your family that passed, the family that passed, lost a loved one. Hold on. Let me see. All right, hold on. All right, Brother David, you're on live. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister Jean.
How are you?
Hello? Can you hear me? I'm blessed and grateful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I would like to have prayer for Mr. Dante Emmanuel, he's losing focus on his academics, and he really not giving me an explanation as of why, so I can't find out the real reason. So I need some prayer for Mr. Dante. Thank you.
All right. All right, hold on. I think Sister Jackie pressed 1 here. Sister Jackie, you press 1? Yeah, I think she must be still working here.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I did press 1.
All right.
I need prayer for my senior citizens as always, you know that. And for one of my friends in Lexington, Kentucky, David Briscoe, he lost his wife this week. Pray for his family and pray for her family and children that, you know, that things will get better between them, even though she's gone. And pray for my Lexington family, my Paducah family, all my sisters and brothers, and my husband and children. Thank you.
Thank you. All
you know,
right.
Speaking of families, they're not blood. I just joined Skype last June, and just pray for the members of the Skype VOIP community.
Okay. What'd you say, the Skype what community?
VOIP.
What is that?
Voice over Internet Protocol.
Oh. VOIP. Okay, I got it. All right, anybody else? Press 1. Hold on. Testimony, I put you on mute for a few minutes because you were traveling in your car, I believe.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You have a prayer request. It's cleared up now.
Okay. Well, we just prayed this morning as we go to the nursing home. Just pray that, you know, the Lord will have his way with the people there.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Okay, hold on. Let me see. Prayer request. All right. Anybody else have a prayer request? I'm muting people. Okay, well, we're going to call on the name of the Father this morning. Anybody else? I'm waiting on prayer requests.
Yes, this is Mariva for my family.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Can, for your family. Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay, hold on. Someone else is pressing 1 here. Hold on 1 second, please. All right, good morning. 631, you press 1. Morning. So 87, you press 1. You need prayer? Stacy, it's not coming in clear, Stacy. Hello? 631-6087, you have a prayer request?
Good morning, Sister Jean. How you doing?
Good morning, Sister Thelma. How are you?
I'm blessed, and I see that you are blessed this morning, and thank God for the word that we heard this morning. My prayer request that we continue to pray for our young people and continue to pray for all the families, and may God bless all the saints this morning.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank you so much for that prayer request. That's my neighbor, y'all. We prayer partners. We be praying for the community. Praying for the nation, praying for the children. However the Lord lead us, we pray. Thank you, Sister Thelma, for being on.
God bless you, sister.
Okay, anybody else? Okay. Want to leave anybody out? All righty, I'm going to put put you on mute this morning. Some people on mute here. All right, we're going to reach the throne room this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you that we have a way that we can reach your throne room. We thank you this morning that we could call you Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Father, I thank you this morning that we could call on your holy name. Your name is righteous. Your name is holy. Your name is great in the heavens and great in the earth. Father, I thank you, Abba, Father, that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, and you hear and you answer. What a mighty God you are. Oh, Father God, we just come today to pray your heart. Oh, Father, we don't really know what to pray for, but we come to pray your heart this morning, oh, God. Father God, may we be found faithful in your presence today, oh, God. Hear our request, oh, God. Thank you for answering. You said before we called, you've already answered. So we are thanking you ahead of time for comforting Miss Ludell's friend's family in the loss of her friend. Comfort her friend's family, oh God. Father God, we can comfort, but it's nothing like the divine comforter to come in and comfort family in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we just bless you. We praise you in the name of Jesus for what you're doing for families, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we could call on your holy name. We praise you this morning. We thank you, Father God, for Miss Ludell and her family. Keep them healthy and well. Keep them drawn to you. Any family members in any of our families that's not saved, we ask you for salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you this morning, oh God, for Brother David, for his wife, Sister Donna, and their boys. We're particularly calling on you this morning for Dante, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to help him regain focus better than he's ever had before. Help his concentration, oh God. If he's worried about anything, oh God, we cast his care upon you, oh God. If he's not feeling well, Father God, we know you to be a healer. Heal his body, oh God. If he needs glasses, oh God, to see better, to focus, we ask you to provide for him, Father God. Whatever the situation is, Lord, we know you are able. You love children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Father God, that Dante knows your name. And I thank you that Dante can call on you even for himself, even when he's in the classroom. We thank you, Father God, that he's already 10 times smarter than his friends. Bring his grade up higher. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the enemy who tries to distract him with all kinds of things, oh God. Father, during this season, the enemy comes in right after Christmas, the new year, to distract our children. Oh, God, sometimes toys and things that they get distract them. Sometimes friends come in to distract them. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, so we bind up distraction and we loose Yoku Shebaka. Focus, focus, that they will first focus on you, that the children will learn to love you with all their heart, soul, and strength. In the name of Jesus, they will learn to love each other like they love themselves. And, Father, I thank you for obedient children, for all of us on Bible Storyland, our seed and our seed, and those to be born. Lord, I thank you for Jackie, senior citizens, oh, God. I thank you for the hand that you've given her to touch them, that mighty loving hand that you've given her to touch them, oh, God, and to do what's needed in their lives, even just to be there with some of them. And, Lord, you know she lost a good friend in Paducah, Kentucky. You knew all about his death even before it occurred. And, Father God, he lost his wife. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up his wife, David Briscoe's, his family, in the loss of his wife. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and I ask you to draw that family closer to you. I bind the enemy that would try to come in and cause confusion. I thank you for love. I lose love, peace, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, faith, meekness, in the name of Jesus, temperance, all the fruits of spirit to this family and all the families on Bible Story Land, all the families in our cities and states, we lose love to them, Father God. And, Father, I lift up the Skype, VOIP community of Skype. And I thank you that they will be people of integrity, people, Lord God, that are after your heart, that when they Skype, Lord God, the first thing they will do is pray to the Most High God. They will lift you up, oh God, that you are their priority. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for protection, guidance, and strength, that they will be directed in the most holy way, in Jesus' name. I thank you for Pastor Mona as she and her husband go to the nursing home, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for the word that she brought forth this morning, that mighty, powerful word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that powerful word, oh God, that is able to set your people free. I thank you that as they go to the nursing home, salvation will come forth like never before in Jesus' name. I thank you for blessing them in the name of Jesus, protecting them. And I thank you, Father God, for people being open to receive you as they go into the nursing home. Not only that nursing home, but nursing homes all over the world. Oh, God, we lift up the people that are already saved. And we ask you, Lord, to provide great families for them, people that would just come up and claim them in their family. People, Father God, that are well able to provide the love, the nurture that they need, oh God. I lift up your daughter, Mariba, and her family. Lord, you know Mariba. You know how many hairs she has upon her head. You know her children that she birthed into this world, that you birthed through her, and we claim them for your kingdom. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my dear sister Thelma, oh, God, my neighbor, my friend. I thank you for the prayers for the young people. Oh, God, I thank you, Father God, for the prayers that she utter on their behalf, even for her grands, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh, God, neighborhood, for the young people all over the world. Oh, God, we beseech you for their protection. We beseech you for their training, nurturing, rearing them up in the most holy faith. We beseech you, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to be with everyone this morning that came on Bible Storyland. In the name of Jesus, we ask you for protection, guidance. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. I thank you for provision coming from the east, the west, the north, and the south. And as for us in Bible Storyland, we will serve the Lord. We claim you, Lord. We call you Jesus. We call you Lord and Savior. We call you King of Kings. You are mighty. You are awesome in all your ways. We acknowledge you this morning as the great Lord God Almighty, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, this morning, Miss Lou Dell from Applin, Georgia, is going to be singing a song for us. All right, Miss Lou Dell, what you going to sing this morning?
Try Jesus. Try Jesus. Try Jesus.
Amen.
Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. I done tried him. He's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. I done tried him, he's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. I done tried him. He's all right. When you're lonely, he's all right. When you're lonely, he's all right. When you're lonely, he's all right. Well, I done tried him. He's all right. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. This is our youngest guest, 91 plus. When your birthday, Miss Liddell?
10th of February. I'll be 92 if the Lord say so.
February what?
10th of February.
Oh, February 5th.
I'm 91 and 10 months right now.
Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank God.
February 5th. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, God is giving you, Lord, I just ask you to continually bless Miss Ludell, oh God.
Please, Lord.
21 plus years. God, that she is your faithful servant. She's honorable to you. In the name of Jesus, she's tried you over and over and over. She's tried you.
Yes. Over and over again.
You recommending you to others, oh God. She said, have you tried Jesus? He's all right. She's recommending him to us. So, Father God, I thank you for her family. I thank you, oh God, for her friend's family that was lost, oh God, who passed away, Lord God. And the strength of Miss Ludell. And I thank you for these 91 plus 10 months that you've given her to praise you, to honor you.
Yes.
And I thank you on the battlefield, praising you, honoring you on your battlefield, Lord Jesus. So I thank you, Miss Ludell. Miss Ludell, I praise the Lord for you. I thank God that he enables you to come on weekly. You are such a blessing to me. I love you so much.
I love you.
Yesterday, Miss Luke, I was thinking about Miss Luke and, you know, how we used to laugh and talk and all the things she did for me after Katrina, how she used to come over my house with an ironing board and just a pot. Whatever I needed, she would take me shopping, and oh my God, she was. Well, I thank God. Well,
thank God.
I want to say that prayer that I told you I was going to say, and we'll be closing out soon. Don't forget about the tutoring center, and don't forget about the Sunday morning neighborhood Bible school. Bring your children. You know, it's in this neighborhood, but it's for the neighborhood of Jacksonville. We open it up to the whole neighborhood of Jacksonville, Florida. Come from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Bring your children to be taught of the Lord. And I promise you that when they are taught of the Lord, they're going to be brilliant, even more brilliant than they already are, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we're going to continually break generational curses and cast out generational spirits. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We break all generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction. In the name of Jesus, we command all generational spirits that came out of our lives during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words that have been spoken over our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over our lives by others, including those in authority, in the name of Jesus. We command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, and perversion to come out in the name of Jesus. We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of our lives in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. We break the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in our lives. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that would try to operate in our lives from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We renounce all false beliefs and philosophies inherited by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses on our finances from any ancestor that cheated or mishandled money in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of sickness and disease and command all inherited sickness to leave our bodies in the name of Jesus. Through Jesus, our family is blessed. We renounce all pride inherited from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses from agents of Satan spoken against our lives in secret in the name of Jesus. We break all written curses that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We break every time release curse that would activate in our lives as we grow older in the name of Jesus. We break every curse Balaam hired against our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn every curse spoken against our lives into a blessing in the name of Jesus. We break our generational rebellion that would cause us to resist the Holy Spirit. We break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in our nation, over our nation in the name of Jesus. We break curses of death spoken against America by people from our nation in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, I bless the Lord for each of you. It's time to close until next Saturday. The same time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 1-619-789-4313 is the number. I love each of you, but of course you know God loves you more than I can even. I don't even have the capacity to love you like the Lord does. But he loves you with all of his heart, soul, and strength. And I want to tell you to speak blessings over yourself. Speak blessings over each other, your friend, your family, your friends. Remember, God commands us to love him and to love each other. He didn't say if you feel like it.
Yeah.
So I thank the Lord for each of you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget, love on the Lord like never before. Love him more and more each day. God bless you. Love you. Next week, see ya.
See ya.